Hello, everybody, and this is Jessica here again on Living with Sexual Assault. Today, I would like to talk about forgiveness. Now, I have been to see a lot of therapists about my PTSD over my sexual assault that happened to me. And a lot of them are saying, you have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive your attacker. You have to forgive your family for not protecting you. You have to forgive this person. You have to forgive that person. Bullshit. I call bullshit. Why should I forgive my attacker? Also, what do I need to forgive myself for when I didn't do anything wrong? We need to remember that. We didn't do anything wrong, so there is nothing to forgive ourselves for. Now, I could forgive my family if they apologized to me for not protecting me or for not believing me. But since they can't learn to apologize, I'm not just going to let go and forget it and forgive them. No. And I am definitely never, ever going to forgive my attacker. Now, I am sorry if I'm getting a little loud about this, but this is something that I am extremely passionate about. It is very annoying when they sit there and the therapists tell you, oh, you need to forgive your attacker. They didn't know what they were doing. They were young as well. Bullshit. They were 2 years older than me. I knew what sex was. They definitely knew what sex was. So why should I forgive them? They obviously knew what they were doing. And it is not okay for them to have done that to me for 2 years. So no, I am not going to forgive them. And no, I am not going to forgive myself because I did nothing wrong. I am not going to forgive my family because they have yet to apologize to me. Plus, even if they did, I don't think I should forgive them because they didn't protect me. They didn't believe me. And it is 18 years later. So, I'm sorry, but this forgiveness bullshit, I don't know. It may be for some people, but it's honestly not for me. So, if you're one of those people that believe that forgiveness will help you heal and help you get past everything, then great for you. But it's honestly not for me. And honestly, I feel like it's just a bunch of bullshit. Because tell me why I should forgive the person who caused me so much hurt and so much pain that I am dealing with the repercussions of it still 18 years later. And I honestly just can't forgive that person. I can't forgive my family for all of what they put me through on top of everything that I was going through myself. And I was dealing with trauma as a kid, and I would tell them about my symptoms, but it was just, oh, you're fine. It's no big deal. They never took me to a doctor. They never, you know, believed me about it. So, I don't know if any of you are going through something similar where you don't have your family believing you, or you're telling them about maybe symptoms of PTSD or anxiety or depression, and they just don't believe you, come and talk to me or talk to somebody else. Talk to somebody who will believe you. I should have done that as a kid, but, you know, I just didn't, because my parents ruled my life. And I'm sure that's the case for a lot of people. So please, please seek the assistance that you need if you are experiencing any type of symptoms of maybe you're starting to forget a lot of stuff, or you are not, you're having like out of body experiences, or you're feeling a lot more sad or a lot more anxious, you know, having anxiety attacks. Just please seek the help you need. And even if it's not from your family, if it's from a friend, or even if you need to contact me, I will be more than happy to help. Now, like I said, you know, this thing is about forgiveness. And I guess this whole time it's been about anti-forgiveness. But in reality, there are probably some things that you can forgive and other things that you just can't forgive and that you can't move on from. Like, for example, it was my daughter's 16th birthday last week. I had totally forgotten about it because it was a bad day for me. I had started a new class in school, and I know that's not an excuse, but I forgot my daughter's 16th birthday. I mean, I guess it's easier to do since I honestly really don't know who she is. All I know is her first name, and I know her parents' first names. That's all I know. I don't know where she lives, how she's doing, who she looks like, what she likes to do, anything like that. So I took it hard, but I did forgive myself for forgetting her birthday. Because I did remember it the next day, and if I had custody of her, I wouldn't have forgotten her birthday. I guess it's just easier to do when she's not here, and even though she's in my heart always, she's not here for me to see and for me to talk to and for me to know who she is. So, I just hope that wherever she is, she had a great 16th birthday. And I forgive myself for forgetting about it. So, if there are small things like that that you can forgive, then forgive. But if you feel like you cannot forgive your attacker, or if you told any about it and they didn't believe you, and you just feel like you can't forgive them, then don't forgive them. This is about you. It's not about them. It's not about your family, your friends, anything like that. This is about you. And it's important for you to be able to live with yourself. And you can fake forgive somebody, but is that really going to make you feel any better? All it's going to do is make the other person feel better and give them power. So just remember to keep everything in your power And if you feel like you can genuinely forgive them, then please do forgive them. But that's just not who I am. I honestly hope that this helps. And if you can forgive whoever you need to forgive, then please do so. And I hope that you can move on. But if you can't forgive them and you just feel like there is no way you could ever forgive them, then don't. Because I don't think I'll ever get to the point where I can forgive. And again, like I said, please seek help from anybody that you feel like you can trust that will help you if you are experiencing any symptoms of anxiety, depression, PTSD, anything like that after your attack. I did say stuff, but I should have found somebody else to talk to about it, and maybe I wouldn't be where I am 18 years later. I hope this episode has helped you, and thank you for listening, and I will talk to you guys soon.